This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
All right, Vikings Vent Line every Sunday right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel and podcast feed. My name is Declan Goff. Thank you for joining us. This is Vikings Vent Line. It's a show for Vikings fans. We like to bring fans on during the offseason, at least I do, to talk draft, talk upcoming expectations, talk the offseason. Plenty of great things to discuss each week on Vikings Vent Line. So this is a show for you, the Vikings fan. So if you'd like to come on a future episode, you can certainly hit me up. It is VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Go to VikingsVentLine@gmail.com or send me an email to that address, I should say, and I will gladly put you in queue. Would love to hear from as many Vikings fans as possible. We're about a little less than a week and a half, or a little more than a week and a half from the NFL draft at the Fillmore, so we're pumped for that as well. So hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. Speaking of the Fillmore and the draft party, shout out to our friends at Popped Corn, who will be sponsoring our Purple Daily flag. Everyone can wave the flag with Judd. You can also get a delicious bag of popcorn from Popped Corn in Minnetonka here in the metro area in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Great area. They can also ship you the popcorn from wherever you are in the country, so we appreciate them sponsoring that flag. And, of course, our friends at Quick Trip, the presenting sponsor of Purple Daily. Start your weekend, start your day, start wherever you things you, anything you want to do, basically, at Quick Trip. They're our presenting sponsor, and we appreciate them. Again, this is Vikings Vent Line, so hit the like button, hit the subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. Let's get my guys in here. Let's get Bryson in here. We'll get Leighton in here as well to join us on Vikings Vent Line. Fellas, how we doing? Welcome to Vent Line.
We're good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bryson, you said you're from Ohio.
Yep.
Leighton, are you in Minnesota?
Yeah, Minneapolis. I'm in Dallas right now, but I'm from Minneapolis.
Okay. So. Okay, cool. Yep. All right, I got you. So, yeah, Bryson, you said you have had to find us because there's obviously like no one in Ohio obviously talking Vikings fan, Vikings football for you. So I'm glad you're able to find some type of outlet. Are you able to like, do you just watch the games by yourself? Do you find a bar? Where do you usually end up watching games at?
So I usually had to use like an illegal site to like stream the games. Had to stream those. And I was about the time I became, you know, a Purple Daily fan, I met my wife. And so, like, I made her a Purple Daily fan. So, like, the only person I can talk to actually person to person is my wife about Purple Daily. So, like, yeah, we just basically watch the games here at the house.
Okay, cool, man. Leighton, how about you, man? You've been obviously a lifelong Vikings fan, I'm guessing, your whole life?
Yep, born into it. Started football at a young age. So, just naturally, Vikings always been the favorite team. I usually get out to, like, 2 to 3 games a year. I was able to get to 2 home games last season, and then I went on the road to Lambeau and Atlanta as well.
Okay, sweet, man. The Atlanta game must have been a blast, obviously.
It was unreal. We're right, my brother and I were right on the goal line of that game winning touchdown.
Wow, when, man.
Dobbs threw it to Powell. It was insane.
Heck yeah. Bryson, have you made it up to like US Bank Stadium at all? Have you been to a road game or anything?
I have zero ties to Minnesota. All right. I've never stepped foot in the state. Like, I have nothing. Like, I've had people ask me, like, why are you a Vikings fan? Like, dude, they suck. I'm like, hey, like, I don't know either. Like, 2009 was a weird time and they were really good then. And I was 12 years old. So I'm kind of just stuck. I do want to eventually make it to a game. I really want to see that stadium and see the players in person. But up to this point, no, I've never been.
All right, man. Well, yeah, get your butt up here. We'll gladly welcome you. The Midwest, you know, we're friendly. We'll all be good here. So absolutely get on up here, dude. Well, boys, let's get into some topics here. Bryson, I'll just start with you right off the top. Give me your hottest Vikings draft take. We'd like to give hot takes during, obviously, throughout Purple Daily episodes and during the regular season. But you have a hot Vikings take that's just, you know, you're ready to unleash on us here. Fire away.
I do. And I'm probably going to get roasted in the comments for this because – to me, it's not a hot take, but I think to a lot of the Purple Daily fans, it is. J.J. McCarthy is not it. Do not draft J.J. McCarthy. When I look at J.J. McCarthy, and let me disclaimer, I know I'm a Buckeye fan, and he's a Michigan Wolverine. That has nothing to do with it, okay? He owned the Buckeyes for 3 years straight. He was amazing at Michigan. Like, don't – like, get that out of your head. I'm not saying that from that angle. But when I see J.J. McCarthy as a draft prospect, all I see is Stetson Bennett, but a little bit taller. And if I look at the college stats, he's got less stats. He's got less passing yards than Stetson Bennett, less touchdowns than Stetson Bennett, even one less ring than Stetson Bennett. And the fact that, you know, we don't ever get here as a franchise where we need our quarterback. You know, we always look forward to getting the next Josh Allen and stuff like that. So when we finally get to that point, and it's very clear what we're going to do in the draft and we're taking a quarterback, the fact that we talk about trading up to four for J.J. McCarthy scares me to death. Like, don't do that. Like, maybe at pick 11, you can talk me into it if the other guys are gone. But, yeah, that just – that's – J.J. McCarthy's not the guy.
So is it mostly just, like, the lack of, like, production at Michigan?
Yeah, it's the lack of production. He never – I mean, when has that ever worked out when you have a prospect that didn't do it in college, but all of a sudden you think he's going to figure it out in the NFL – and then you add the fact that KOC's offense is such a pass-heavy offense, and you're going to ask this guy that didn't pass the ball to come in and run that offense. I just – not about that. I'd rather stay at 11 or even – I have no problem trading up a little bit to get a Michael Penix Jr., somebody that's a proven passer. I know Thor is all over J.J. McCarthy, and I love Thor, love the guy, but I don't – I have no clue what he's seen. I don't care about the tools as much as I do. I want to see him actually do it on the field. So, yeah.
Okay. I get you. Leighton, how about you, man? I don't know if you had the same feelings on J.J. McCarthy, but do you have a piping hot draft take as well for us?
I do. So my hot take is that the Vikings are going to move down and not up.
Ooh,
so okay. I think, you know, a lot – Quessy just talked on, you know, a couple of days ago, Monday or Tuesday, about how they like multiple quarterbacks. But the thing is, I know Kevin O'Connell has his favorite. And if you're not able to get that favorite – you know, probably inside the top three is, I would imagine, where his favorite probably is. If you're not able to get into that top three, don't sell the farm for your, you know, quote unquote, second option. Mm-hmm. Don't move up. Don't give up multiple first round picks to be like, oh, this guy's off the board, but, you know, we also like this guy. I don't want a second option if we're selling the farm. I want their number one option. And if they can't get their number one option, then you either wait till 11 to get him or maybe, you know, stockpile a couple more draft picks, let a quarterback needy team like the Seahawks, Broncos, that might be Raiders, that might be behind us, move up, get their guy. McCarthy might be their guy. You know, Broncos have been linked to them a lot, but I don't like selling the farm for KOC's second guy, which I think is below that, you know, Williams, May, Daniels tier. So,
Yeah, it's an interesting point because Kwesi basically, as you kind of said off the top there, he said they love multiple quarterbacks. And yeah, there probably is, you know, behind closed doors, a number one, you know, with the bullet target that they want. KOC, Kwesi are aligned in that. But are they going to be able to, go up to three, maybe four to get it? And if it's not, then yeah, it might be in their best interest to just wait out at 11. And if they want to maybe take a Penix or someone that falls to them at 11, that's a foreseeable option. Or maybe they end up obviously trading back to get a couple day two picks. Bryson, would you be potentially okay with that if they ended up moving down
Absolutely.
The draft?
I could not agree more. If it's not KOC's guy and if, you know, he's up here on some guy and the other guy's second option is down here, then trade back, do what you got to do. Like, I don't care if they trade back, like, and stockpile second round picks. I don't care. I agree. Cause you don't want to force it. And we end up in another Ponder situation. That's exactly what happened then. That's exactly what would happen now. So yeah, I would totally be okay with trading back at least from 11. Now I don't want Kwesi to get too fancy and like try taking 23 away from us too. I would like to stay and pick at 23, but yeah, take 11 and trade back. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite quarterback you really like, Bryson?
Drake May. I'm high on Drake May, and I think I love him going to the Vikings because it's not too often that you get to see a quarterback reunite with a high school coach in the NFL, and that would be super, super special. And if McCown doesn't like Drake May, then I'm sure he's telling KOC, like, all the Drake May flaws and the ups and the downs. And so I like having him in the building, but, yeah, I lean towards Drake May.
Leighton, which quarterback do you think is number one on Kevin O'Connell's board that he really, really likes the most?
I think it's Drake May as well, just because all of the signs of bringing in Josh McCown, like, you know, his high school guy, You know, and I think he has the highest ceiling of probably everybody in the draft except Caleb Williams, just because of the, you know, the form is there. The frame is perfect for an NFL quarterback. It's that Justin Herbert, Josh Allen mold. I think that's number one, because I really think Kevin O'Connell can fix the reasons Drake May is maybe falling down some people's draft boards. I think the footwork, you know, some of the indecisiveness when reading defenses, I think KOC sees that and he's like, I can easily fix that with just a couple of minor things tweaked here and there. So I think that's number one. And I think McCarthy would be number two, just because he's more of a safer pick than, and he's 21. And that's what people are really getting at with McCarthy, is that he's 21. He was one of the best high school prospects in his class for quarterbacks. And I think his potential is really untapped into right now. It's just, we haven't been able to see it. So that's why people don't.
And I will say that, because I agree with him also, when you guys have talked about on multiple shows that Jim Harbaugh loves the running offense. So there is that upside of JJ. Like, maybe he was not letting JJ do what, you know, do what he can do. Cause we all heard about the Herbert trade, you know, possibly coming to Minnesota because he's not going to use him. So there's a big possibility that he just didn't unleash JJ McCarthy. So there is definitely that side. Maybe I'm just like completely wrong, but that does, that kind of interests me a little bit, if I'm being honest.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
What about other positions in the draft? I mean, Bryson, what areas do you want to see them address outside of quarterback in this year's draft class?
Anywhere on the offensive or defensive line. I'm not, I think on edge, I think we fit, we kind of secured that in free agency, but interior defensive line, interior offensive line. I am honestly, I think we're kind of forgetting that Ed Ingram wasn't that good. His 2022 season was not great. His 2023 season, he kind of got a little better towards the tail end. So I guess that's a good thing. But I think any of the three places in the interior can be replaced day one starter from the draft. So anywhere on the line.
Okay. Leighton, how about you? Any other positions that you got to fix in the draft this year?
I had the exact same thing. Trenches, you know, it's really cliche, but football is won in the trenches every single year. The best teams in the league, unless you have a Mahomes or someone else, but they're winning Super Bowls with their guys in the trenches. And even the Chiefs, they have Chris Jones. He's an absolute game wrecker. So, and I was looking earlier at PFF, whether you like it or not, it's usually a pretty good way to measure guys. The current guys on the interior defensive line for the Vikings, this was ranked out of 130. Jerry Tillery was 40th. Harrison Phillips was 65th. Jonah Williams is 88th, and John Bullard is 115th. Yeah. So those are your four guys you have on the roster right now. And I mean, those are all, you know, one's, you know, top third, not even, and then it just falls off from there. And then the edge rushers, like you said, they kind of solved it with Van Ginkle and Grenard. But those are your only two guys.
Yeah.
And Pat Jones the second, out of 112, was ranked 112. So the depth is not ideal there. And then on the offensive side, you have two stud tackles, you know, two of the best in the league, Christian Darrisaw especially. But then you look at Bradbury, he was ranked 23rd out of 36th, and Ed Ingram was 38th out of 79. And then at left guard, you don't have one that's ranked because he didn't play. You know, Blake Brandel is technically, I guess, the starter right now, but, you know, Dalton Reisner isn't on the team. So he's, you know, we need depth and we need to build in the trenches more than, you know, those skill positions that we've kind of, you know, hit some home runs on in the last couple of drafts.
Yeah, I feel like if, let's say they end up sticking at 11 and one of those quarterback falls to them or whatnot, they take a QB, it feels like to me, defense would be their defensive line would probably be their next bet there at 23. I don't know. I could see them, you know, potentially. I know you said, Leighton, maybe they trade down because one of their top guys isn't there. But I wonder if they trade down from 23, you know, to a few more spots down the first round. Maybe they get like a round three or day two pick to kind of sneak back up in there. So they don't, you know, they don't have like a 40 or 50 pick gap between, you know, their 20 pick 23 and round four of the draft. But
right.
Yeah, they definitely still need to probably address a few interior offensive line positions. Defensive line depth is obviously huge. Maybe like Jaquelin Roy ends up taking a big step that they drafted last year. You know, like maybe there's some dimes in the rough that they can start hitting on in training camp and whatnot. But yeah, it seems every year, like every few years, Super Bowl winning teams kind of show you like what blueprints are working in that era of football. And it definitely feels like offensive, defensive lines are kind of the things if you are weak at or if you're thin at, you're going to get exposed and you won't be considered one of those, you know, teams that are playing on conference championship weekend too. So
yeah, exactly. Like, and even you can, you know, the Bengals and the Chiefs, they got to two Super Bowls with weak O-lines, but they had Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. But as soon as they got to that Super Bowl, the overwhelming reason they lost those Super Bowls was because that offensive line just couldn't hold up against anyone. Yep. And you know, it's the 49ers blueprint. I kind of feel like the Vikings have a similar style with the offense, and it's, you know, the 49ers offensive defensive lines are always towards the top of the league, no matter who is behind center or who their wide receivers are or who they're, you know, it's that's, they're always dead set on building their offense and defensive lines.
Absolutely. Bryson, I know you said you would love to get up to a game this year, but in the event you're not able to do that, or maybe there's something that comes in here and you're able to get some tickets to a game, which game this year on the Vikings schedule, it could be road two, are you looking forward to the most? Which opponent, I should say, are you looking forward to the most?
Hands down, Atlanta. Hands down. I no question about it. I'm looking forward to Flores dialing up something and just blindside, you know, sack Kirk Cousins. Like, I mean, it may sound bad, but like, we paid the dude for a Lombardi and he didn't deliver. So I think it's finally, like, as Vikings fans, seeing Kirk Cousins being sacked by a purple jersey would just, that would complete the story. By far, Atlanta, by far.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to probably pit that one in a primetime game, right? Makes a lot of sense to do so. Yeah. Maybe it's a Sunday or Monday night football game. That'd be pretty cool. How about you, Leighton? Any game you're looking forward to that you want to see?
Yeah, I think Atlanta is the obvious one. I think another sleeper option is the 49ers at home again.
Yeah.
Back-to-back seasons. I was fortunate enough to go to the game last year, Monday Night Football. Sea of red before and during the game. Just 49ers fans absolutely everywhere. They took over the entire city of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
They were going crazy. They were talking all that smack before the game. Everyone was saying, you know, let's just wait till the game. Game happens. It's unbelievable atmosphere with just, you know, fan bases going back and forth. And even after the game, I didn't really have an idea of what was going on behind me, but there was a guy who was a Vikings fan trying to walk down the stairs to get out of the stadium after the game had completed. And a 49ers fan literally tried to shove him down the flight of steps because of just how mad he was that the 49ers just lost. It was the most, like, ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And luckily the guy got caught by a guy. I think there was, you know, a guy 1 to 2 rows ahead of him. So he didn't end up falling down the stairs, but there was a guy literally trying to shove him down the stairs. But I had a blast at that game last season, and I'm pumped for, you know, not only the 49ers team, but the 49ers fans to be back in Minneapolis. Cause I think they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I don't think they took that loss very well. And that kind of started a cold streak for them too last season. You know, I think they lost a couple more after losing in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah. It was definitely also like a glass half empty moment for the Vikings fans. It kind of felt like, you know, they were turning around their season and then they're winning in Green Bay 6 days later. And Kirk, you know, snaps his Achilles and season obviously actually didn't go in the drain immediately. It didn't, about a month later, then went in the drain, but it definitely felt like something was turning around. And that was a big win over a team that obviously got to the Super Bowl again last season. Yeah. It should be another epic one. And if Brock Purdy, I think got concussed right in that game, or he was hurt going into it. And then he definitely got concussed. So they were battling injuries. They weren't at full strength, San Francisco, that is. So they're at full strength again. That should be an absolute blast of a game. Boys, before we wrap up, Bryson, any shout-outs, any last takes you'd like to get off your chest? Fire away, man.
So I have a little bit of both. If I want to start with this. So whenever we traded Kirk to, or when Kirk signed with Atlanta, my bad. Whenever that happened, I was just curious to see how Atlanta fans were reacting to the news. I didn't know if they were happy, sad, whatever. So I kind of popped on a couple podcasts on YouTube, whatever, and saw stuff on Facebook. And ever since then, their stuff keeps popping up. You know, the algorithm keeps popping up. Yeah. And I saw a headline that kind of perked my interest. And it was said that Atlanta and Vikings deal not finished. I was like, what's this all about? So I click on it. And so one of their podcasts, they had a take that would say Minnesota sends pick 11, 23, and 129 to the Atlanta Falcons for in return pick 8, 43, and 79. So basically what they said in that episode, which the points and as far as the Jimmy Johnson chart is 6 points off.
Yeah.
So like it's so close. So it's a fair trade if you look at it that way. But for the Vikings, they're saying they get to move up 3 spots and block off any people that are trying to come in, such as Denver, Vegas, New Orleans, Seattle, and the Rams, trying to make a move. So as the Vikings get to move up, get their guy, and in return, we're picking up a second-round pick and a third-round pick. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we lose our second first, but we're now in the second, and we're now in the third.
Yeah.
Now, from the Falcons' perspective, they're only dropping back 3 spots. They're looking at defense. So they're probably still going to possibly get the first defender off the board. Secondly, they're making their second round pick now a first round pick. And they also have 2 third round picks. So they're only giving up one of their thirds. So the Falcons fans on that podcast were like raving for this trade to go through because they loved the you know, moving from 43 to 23, 20, you know, pick jump. And then for the Vikings, as I'm listening to it, I was like, I'm okay with that. If we go up and get KOC's guy, yeah, we're sacrificing the 23, but now we have a day 2 pick in the second round and in the third round. So
yeah.
I want to get that off my chest and see what you guys thought about that. Maybe that's a possibility. But as far as shout-outs go, just shout-out to my wife. She is not the typical wife that kind of puts up with, you know, yelling and screaming. She's typically sitting next to me yelling and screaming. But I will say she didn't really become a Vikings fan until KOC was hired. I'm not sure what that's all about. But yeah, shout out to her for, you know, being there and someone to vent to and yelling at me with. But yeah.
I like it, man. Leighton, how about you, buddy? Any last take? Any shout outs you'd love to give?
Don't think I have any shout outs, but I'm stoked for this draft in, you know, less than 2 weeks now. And whoever the quarterback ends up being, I'm going to be 100% completely behind and I'm going to cheer for because I'm a Vikings fan and I don't care if it's the guy I want or if it's the guy I completely don't want. He's going to be wearing a purple jersey, so I'm going to cheer for him and I'm going to hope he leads us to a Super Bowl. And that's, you know, I'm a Vikings fan and as much as I love to talk about him and it's whether I want him to lose to, you know, get their draft pick to go higher, it's like I always just want him to win. It's, I'm a Vikings fan at heart. So whoever it is, I'm going to cheer for, and I can't wait to see who it is. The days are, they're ticking by.
Yeah.
I mean, I love speculating. I love asking all these Vikings fans questions, but at the end of the day, I am someone that just kind of wants a resolution to your point. Mm-hmm. So even though I know Bryson's anti JJ McCarthy, at least there's just an answer, right? There's a face that we can look at. We know exactly who it is instead of just doing this like blind, literally dating system of trying to figure out who the Vikings are gonna draft.
Let's not compare him to Kirk Cousins after one game he plays. Stats and what Kirk Cousins did in his debut, and it's over with. He's not, Kirk Cousins isn't on the team. He's not going to be on the team. So that's said and done.
Give him the rookie season, give him the whole entire 2024 season. He's going to make some errors. And we've heard like how sophisticated KOC's offensive playbook is. Like give him the whole year. Don't care how many picks he throws. As long as there's signs that, you know, he's progressing, just give him the whole year. Don't have such high expectations. And yeah, like you said, do not compare him to Kirk Cousins. Do not.
I like it. Yeah, there'll be plenty of overreaction that'll definitely take place. So we're excited to react to that. Bryson, Leighton, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you jumping on Vikings Vent Line. If anyone listening, watching, wants to hop on, shoot me an email. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. You can hit that subscribe button, too, for daily Vikings entertainment. This has been Vikings Vent Line.